The state budget nearing passage in the General Assembly would raise the salaries of public school principals and overhaul the way they're paid. North Carolina principals currently have the lowest average salary in the nation. As Jess Clark reports, the new plan would base their pay partly on the test scores of their students.
Erica Shoulders Royster has risen from teacher to administrator in Franklin County Schools, but she says the change in pay did not match the change in responsibility.
I remember serving as assistant principal. There were teachers in the building making far more than I was.
Now, Shoulders Royster is principal at Franklin County Early College High School. She just finished her first year there, and at about $53,000 a year, she still feels underpaid. Shoulders Royster has 5 kids of her own, including one who she and her husband are sending to college next year. She says it's hard to make ends meet and provide her kids with things like sports, music lessons, and summer camps.
Especially if I'm going to be a mom that's in this work and I'm spending a lot of time away from home, it would be helpful to compensate and make sure that I can provide them with those opportunities.
A big boost in Shoulders Royster's pay is likely coming. She estimates the new salary schedule outlined in the state budget proposal would raise her yearly pay by about $6,000. The plan is estimated to bump the state's average principal salary from about $68,000 to $74,000. Those increases have been a long time coming, says Catherine Joyce. She's a lobbyist for North Carolina's School Administrator Group.
As pay for our teachers has improved in recent years, in North Carolina, principals have remained somewhat stagnant and fallen behind. So they have been sort of the forgotten important factor in our public schools. And so this investment in them is very much needed and very much welcome.
The new schedule boosts the base pay to $62,000 a year for principals with the smallest schools. On top of that, principals can earn thousands of dollars more each year depending on how well their students perform on state tests. Randolph County Republican Senator Jerry Tillman says he crafted the plan to reward student growth.
Not just strict test scores, but growth from one year to the next, year over year growth.
That's different from the current system, which rewards principals for years of experience and their level of education. Some administrators are already pushing back against the change. But Tillman says he doesn't think experience always leads to results.
If that's the case, then let's see it in the test scores. You can be there a long time and not be moving your school. Can you move your school? If you can move your school, then you're worth a lot of money.
Shoulders Royster says she has mixed feelings about the proposal. She worries that achieving growth is harder in some schools than it is in others.
When you're working at the lowest performing school in the state, it's going to require more time, more energy.
But the first-year principal says she is grateful for the bigger paycheck, which she'll get just because the state's base rate for principals is likely going up. Lawmakers also hope the new pay scale will recruit more administrators to counties like Franklin County that don't provide big local salary supplements. Shoulders Royster says many of her colleagues have already moved south to Wake County or north to Virginia for better pay. Jess Clark, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.